and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. I have a special in-studio guest, Bob McCullough. Bob graduated from USC and the American Film Institute, which prepared him for a career in television, where he worked his way up from production assistant to becoming a writer, producer, and showrunner on major network shows. A member of both the Writers Guild of America and the Directors Guild of America, Bob and his wife Suzanne, who is also with us in studio, have continued to sustain active showbiz careers while living full-time in Santa Barbara since the early 80s, which was just after they got married, what was it, 72 years ago, Bob?
That's right.
He's actually been married 31 years, happily married, successfully married, and it is probably among the number one thing on my list of things I respect about you, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not saying it's been easy, but we have made it this far.
Well, I'm seeing two smiling faces here. And I know, because we've been friends a long time, that the journey, as most people's journey, has not always been smooth. So I applaud you for hanging in there.
Well, as I promised you, I was going to tell you the secret to a happy marriage.
Oh, we're going to start off with the good stuff?
Absolutely.
Please.
And the secret to a happy marriage is there is no secret. It's all hard work. And frankly, every day we wake up and we say, okay, what's the challenge going to be now? And somehow or other, we either meet it or don't, but we get through the day. And before you know it, 31 years have gone by.
It's and the other thing about Bob is he's got this gorgeous head of hair. I really hate it.
You know, well, just don't pull on it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I remember the first time I met him, I thought, oh, my gosh, this isn't a writer. This is a movie star. I mean, we're talking about handsome to a fault. As I got to know Bob through the years, he would tell me stories of his youth. And I don't know how many of those he shared with his wife, Suzanne, but he was he was the Beverly Hills high school kid that drove a Corvette.
Easy. Okay. Wow, you retain everything, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I remember. No,
you're
I don't.
You're a dangerous guy to be around.
Okay, but I just, he was the guy I always wanted to grow up to be. And we've become friends. And the best part about this particular guy is that he wasn't an A, what are those? Well, I can't say it on air. He wasn't an A something, you know, that is in the ground. He was always a cool guy. It's sort of like the good-looking woman that's actually sweet. You're kind of shocked.
Well, I think you and I go back to your Hollywood days when you and I our paths crossed in developing and producing an exciting pilot for ABC Television. And I think at that time, one reason you and I connected so well was that we both had kind of a no A rule in our lives. We'd rather not do it than deal with the wrong kind of people.
Yes. In fact, we were really pretty alien in Hollywood, which is that if we made an appointment, we showed up. If it was at a certain time, we were actually there on time. If Bob had a delivery date on a script or a treatment, he met it. So after a while, I was like very confused. Who is this guy that actually honors his commitments?
Well, I think you and I both respect each other's time and the time of others. So
that's alien in Hollywood.
That's true.
And now I find it alien across the boards. I mean, I'm doing
the
some business now.
The culture has relaxed, yeah. For sure.
Well, I don't know if that's sure. If relax is a kind word. I think it's gotten
denigration. Maybe.
Denigration is a
yes,
good word.
Yes.
Would you care to talk about that first show we worked on? And do you remember
Absolutely.
The pitch we did at ABC?
The pitch at ABC was, what if two wrestlers became cops?
No, I meant what we brought to the pitch.
We brought a couple of wrestlers.
Like who?
Rowdy Roddy Piper and Jesse the Body Ventura.
Long before his political career.
Oh, absolutely.
And were they dressed in suits and ties?
No. I think Jesse still wears his buckskin his buckskin jacket with the fringe and... Roddy still wears the sweatshirt with a towel around his neck.
Yeah, but there was at least one or two boas there.
Oh, yeah. No, Jesse's always been over the top. But we had a great time on that show, and it showed me that partnering with the right people is really key to any success. And certainly, I think you and I created a certain synergy that, A, made the show sell, and then we got the show produced, and then we got a pickup. If you remember, we had 22 episodes ordered.
I think we had 13.
We had the first
maybe 13,
but we had a lot of scripts written.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a bad side to this story that I'd rather actually not go into. But Bob came in and pitched me the idea. At the time, the WWF was as big as I think it ever was before or since. And at the time, there was an anti-violence movement in Hollywood, which, of course, has long been since abandoned. And there was a real backlash to some show at the time that I don't remember that had violence. And there was a backlash from some parent group. And Bob came up with the idea of doing this show in which two retired or kicked out of wrestling wrestlers would be doing cop work, but in the style sort of A-Team. Would you say
that?
Yeah,
no, it was an action comedy.
Okay, it was an action comedy without a lot of shooting, without blood and guts, and definitely with a lot of humor. So we brought Rowdy and Jesse to the pitch with the idea that they would star. And in fact, they did star
ultimately
in the pilot,
right?
And I think did a darn good job.
Even though casting, we went through 50 guys looking for the right guys, but the two guys we brought in initially were determined to be, in fact, the only guys.
One of the other things that Bob brought to it, and I'm a huge believer in this, and I assume you remember that you had the title. And the title I always thought was great, which was tag team.
Right.
Not only a wrestling term.
Do you remember where we got the idea?
Well, no, it was all your ideas, I recall.
Well, I'll take the credit.
I just like to take credit for it along the way.
I'll take the credit for it. But in fact, I was only getting involved in WWF as an audience member because I had a 3-year-old son who was fascinated with wrestling. And I was always trying to tell him the distinction between reality and what's on television. And he turned to me one day and said, "Dad, wouldn't it be cool?" He's 3 years old. "Wouldn't it be cool if wrestlers were cops?"
I don't remember that.
And that's exactly what the pitch was.
But then you brought it to me, and that's how I met you. Wasn't that the very first thing you pitched to me?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And Bill Haber introduced us and all that good Hollywood stuff.
Oh, God. What a name from the past.
Yeah.
Bill Haber was one of the founders of Creative Artists, and he was one of the few mentors that really made a big difference in my career.
And in mine as well. Yeah,
he's
sure.
A good man who's I haven't talked to in a long time. I'm not even sure where he is anymore. He's retired from showbiz, or at least Hollywood. He did some Broadway for a while.
Right.
And I know he has this amazing chateau in Paris.
And he's very much into philanthropy and the arts.
What's the charity? It's a kids hungry fund. It's like the biggest one. He's like on the board of one of those.
Well, never one to let go of a good thing. Mm-hmm. Since then, having come up to Santa Barbara, Suzanne and I have continued to develop and produce television concepts and feature film scripts, and we have a couple of things out in the marketplace right now. But one of our primary, the fun thing we're doing is we're HollywoodHides.com. It's a website that really focuses on the classic years of television, movies, and music. And having come from that generation, it's actually easy for us to do because everything we talk about is the stuff we love.
Okay, quick, hum the Leave It to Beaver theme song.
Can I do Ozzie and Harriet instead?
No, Leave It to Beaver. Okay.
Oh, you're good. You are good. You're hired.
Okay, how about the original I Dream of Jeannie?
Oh, you
have two.
You better ask Suzanne about that one.
Okay, Suzanne, do you know it? The original I Dream of Jeannie was
da da
da da da da da. You're incredible. You do have a musical mind. That's where Arnie gets it.
Okay, you could do the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh,
come on,
I'm
Bob.
I am tone deaf.
That'll make it more fun.
I carry tunes in a paper bag. Believe me.
Gilligan's Island?
You're putting me on the spot.
All right, so tell us more about your site. You've got about 37 seconds.
We have. Anyway, the site is real dynamic. We talk about classic years of television, movies, and music. We have headline news because so much of this stuff is actually coming back because our generation.
Well, TV Land.
Exactly. Our generation really. The resurrection in classic rock music. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we turn, there's a new concert with the Eagles or whomever. The Rolling Stones are back on tour.
After 50 years.
Exactly. And one of the dynamics we have on the website and on our weekly podcast on iTunes, where Hollywood hides, is that Suzanne is really more of a Beatles fan and I'm much more of a Rolling Stones fan. So the gender
thing. Doesn't that also define your marriage?
Very much so. Yeah. Okay, the gender thing is always ever present. So,
do you have a lot of clips, video clips on your site?
Yeah, we do. We pull things from the classic shows. A lot of stuff Suzanne actually appeared in and I produced. So that makes it even more meaningful to us personally. And what happens is people who are fans of those shows, they come to us in droves. As a matter of fact, the international fan base for the show I was supervising producer on and helped create, Falcon Crest for CBS, that's actually looks like it might be coming back. There's a huge groundswell. Warner Brothers, with whom we had a meeting.
Was Michelle Lee in that?
She was at one time, yeah. A lot of people were on that show. But we had a meeting at Warner Brothers last month to see if they'd be interested in resurrecting the series. And they're thinking about it. And what's happened is the fan base has found out about that. And Warner Brothers has now posted a Facebook page to see if there is any interest. So I encourage people to go to the Facebook Falcon Crest page. Please give it a like. And I think if they see 5,000 likes, we're going to be back on the air.
All right. Well, let's do that. All right. Facebook page, Falcon Crest.
Right.
Let's like it, everybody.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We are out of time for this segment, but Bob will be back with Suzanne after we talk to Pastor Drew about spiritual stuff. So hang on.
Hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up. It can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.